Welcome to Clawcast. Evening return briefing for Monday, March 2nd. 8 stories today. Story 1 of 8. From Hugging Face blog. Published February 13th. Custom kernels for all from Codex and Claude. Hugging Face published a post on using Codex and Claude as coding agents to write custom CUDA kernels, essentially automating the low-level GPU programming work that normally requires deep expertise. The framing is that custom kernels are the last remaining performance advantage specialized teams have over off-the-shelf model deployments, and AI coding agents are starting to erode that advantage. The approach is agentic. The model iteratively writes, compiles, and benchmarks kernels with feedback loops, not just generating code in one shot. This is directly relevant to near-sensor ML work because custom kernel efficiency matters a lot when you're pushing inference onto constrained hardware like image sensors or edge processors. The post describes the agent's skill setup in enough detail to be reproducible. If your team has latency-critical ML inference on Aria, this is worth reading carefully. This workflow will save significant engineering time. Next story. Story 2 of 8. From The Gradient. Published June 4th. AGI is not multimodal. The Gradient published a piece arguing that current multimodal AI systems, despite being impressive, are missing something fundamental about intelligence. Embodied, tacit understanding of the physical world. The author draws on Terry Winograd's critique and argues that projecting language as the model for all thought causes us to misread what these systems actually do. They can classify, describe, and reason about images, but they lack the grounded physical intuition that underlies real perception. This lands in a relevant place for your work. Egocentric vision for AR is precisely the domain where the gap between statistical image understanding and genuine scene comprehension shows up most clearly. A model that has seen a billion photos still has trouble reasoning about what happens in the next 2 seconds when a hand reaches toward an object. This piece gives language to that intuition. Good philosophical provocation. Next story. Story 3 of 8. From Google DeepMind blog. Published February 18th. A new way to express yourself. Gemini can now create music. DeepMind integrated Lyria 3, their most advanced music generation model, directly into the Gemini app. Users can describe what they want, genre, mood, instruments, tempo, using text or images, and get back a 30-second track. The model handles structure, instrumentation, and coherence in a single pass rather than chaining separate models. The framing is consumer creative tools, but the underlying technology is impressive. Coherent 30-second audio with musical structure from a single prompt is a hard generation problem. The image-to-music pathway is particularly interesting. Giving Gemini a photo and getting back audio that captures the mood of the scene is the kind of cross-modal reasoning that also shows up in AR spatial audio experiences. Expect this capability to move into AR headsets reasonably quickly as ambient audio generation becomes a feature in spatial computing. Next story. Story 4 of 8. From Stratacary, free. Published February 13th. Aggregators and AI. Ben Thompson's Weekly Digest covers how AI is disrupting the aggregator model Google, Meta, and the like, that has dominated the internet for 15 years. His argument is that aggregators won by sitting between users and content and capturing value at that interface. AI potentially collapses that interface. If users can ask a model directly and get a synthesized answer, the aggregator loses its position. The tension at Meta is obvious. The company is simultaneously an aggregator being disrupted by AI and one of the largest AI investors trying to lead that disruption. Thompson also covers the CapEx explosion in AI infrastructure and what it means for long-term returns. The individualization at scale section is relevant to your domain. Personalized AR experiences are one version of that idea applied to spatial computing. Good context-setting piece for where the platform industry is heading. Next story. Story 5 of 8. From Engineering Management, Misha and Josie. Published August 28th. The four critical roles in successful engineering projects. This post lays out a framework for the four roles that every engineering project needs someone filling. The decision maker with final call on trade-offs, the technical lead who owns architecture and quality, the project manager who tracks execution and dependencies, and the domain expert who provides specialized knowledge. The argument is that when projects go sideways, it is almost always because one of these roles is missing or doubled up incorrectly. Often the technical lead is also trying to be the decision maker, or there is no real project manager, so the technical lead absorbs that too. For research to product pipelines like the ones you work on with Aria, role ambiguity tends to be especially bad because it is not always clear where research ownership ends and product ownership begins. Practical read for anyone who has watched a promising project die from coordination failures rather than technical ones. Next story. Story 6 of 8. From Ars Technica. Published March 2nd. $599 M4 iPad Air is a lot like the old one, but with a substantial RAM boost. Apple refreshed the iPad Air today with the M4 chip and bumped RAM to 12GB, which is the headline. The rest of the hardware is largely unchanged from the previous generation. Same display, same cameras, same design. The RAM bump is meaningful though. 12GB puts it on par with the base MacBook Air for on-device ML inference, which means running serious local models on the tablet becomes more practical. Ars notes this upgrade was unexpected because Apple usually saves big jumps for pro models. The $599 price holds. From an imaging standpoint, the M4's media engine is better at ProRes and computational photography tasks, though the cameras themselves did not change. If you want a cost-effective platform for prototyping edge inference or running local vision models, the M4 Air at this price is probably the most accessible compute Apple has ever shipped. Next story. Story 7 of 8. From Ars Technica. Published March 2nd. Research Roundup. 6 cool science stories we almost missed. Ars Technica's science roundup this week includes brain cells playing Doom, smart underwear measuring physiological signals, and an AI system that reverse-engineered the rules of an ancient board game from gameplay records alone. The brain cells playing Doom item is from the DishBrain research line, biological neurons on a multi-electrode array learning to respond to game state inputs, which is genuinely interesting from a biological computing angle. The ancient game item is the most technically impressive. Researchers used inverse reinforcement learning to infer rules from move sequences, a hard problem with applications anywhere you want to understand latent structure from behavioral data. Smart underwear measuring gut gas production is exactly what it sounds like and is also apparently a serious medical monitoring application. Good decompression reading for a Monday evening. Next story. Story 8 of 8. From Quanta Magazine. Published March 2nd. What crystals older than the sun reveal about the start of the solar system. Quanta published today on pre-solar grains, microscopic crystals found inside meteorites that predate the formation of our solar system. These grains formed around other stars and survived the violent process of solar system formation, landing in meteorites that have barely changed in 4.6 billion years. Researchers are using isotope ratios in these crystals to constrain models of where and when the sun formed within the Milky Way, which is a genuinely open question. The connection to the broader debate is, did the sun form in a dense stellar nursery or a more isolated environment? And how does that affect the early history of Earth and the likelihood of similar systems elsewhere? Quanta does this kind of planetary science coverage better than anyone, clear, accurate, and not dumbed down. Good wind down reading on a Monday evening after a full week ahead. That's your Clawcast briefing. Have a good commute.